from KQED.
And we begin today with a question of justice. A Bay Area transit cop who shot and killed an unarmed man at a BART station in Oakland nearly 2 years ago is going to prison, but not for long. L.A. County Judge Robert Perry sentenced Johannes Messerly to 2 years minus credit for time served. That's far less than the maximum 14 years he could have handed down. Prosecutors and the family of victim Oscar Grant wanted Messerly to get the harshest sentence possible, but defense attorney Michael Raines argued for probation, and afterwards he wasn't happy with the outcome.
Johannes Messerly is still in custody. He is still behind bars, and I can't be happy, and I can't rest, and I won't rest until he is out of custody.
Outside the courtroom, Oscar Grant's uncle Cephas Johnson spoke to reporters.
People want justice. There can be no peace without justice. I'm here with my family in Los Angeles, keeping them calm. I have no power over what people feel their form of expression should be.
LA Times reporter Jack Leonard was in the courtroom as the sentence was handed down, and he's with us now. And Jack, first of all, what was the judge's reasoning for this relatively light sentence?
The judge said that he believed, after looking at all the evidence, that that this shooting was an accident and that Officer Messerly never intended to draw his weapon, but had, in fact, meant to pull out his taser to incapacitate Mr. Grant. This was a much reduced sentence compared to what Mr. Messerly could have received. He could have actually got up to 14 years in prison. But the judge dismissed a gun enhancement, gun allegation, which could have been up to 10 years for Mr. Messerly. And the judge, in doing so, had a couple of reasons. One, he faulted himself for providing unclear jury instructions at one point. But he also then found that there was not enough evidence for this enhancement because it would have required the jury to have found this shooting to be intentional.
Now, Johannes Messerly did have a chance to speak today in the courtroom. What did he say?
Well, it was an incredibly emotional hearing. Messerly stood and read a script and was in tears for most of it. He apologized for the shooting, said that every day he thinks about this and prays for Oscar Grant, that he repeatedly said that it was an accidental shooting. He apologized to the public for the polarization that has occurred as a result of this. And he also apologized, as well as to the to Oscar Grant's family, to his fellow law enforcement officers, saying that he knows that his actions have led to more mistrust of police officers, particularly in the Bay Area, and strained relations, particularly with the African-American community.
Now, after the sentence was read, Oscar Grant's uncle came out and said angrily that Messerly never said he was sorry to the family. You were in court. Did you get a sense that he was apologizing, that he was saying, I'm very sorry that I killed your son or your nephew?
Well, he did say that he was sorry in court today. I think that many of the family members feel upset because he did not apologize much earlier. And he certainly didn't apologize directly to the family during the trial. And I think that was a source of a lot of anger, and you could see why they would be upset about that.
And Grant's family, of course, wanted the maximum sentence of 14 years. How did they react in the courtroom as the sentence was read?
Some were shaking their heads, and you could tell that that there was disbelief, and then they all walked out, even while the sentencing was continuing. So it was clearly people were very upset.
And then final question, this is not necessarily the end of the road here, correct? I mean, they could appeal. Oscar Grant's family attorneys could appeal. And I believe they're also talking about going to the Justice Department and the federal government.
Yeah, I don't know if the government will be able to do much, given that he has been convicted of a crime. That would be interesting to see if they start looking into it. But, you know, my understanding is that both sides can appeal. The district attorney's office can appeal the judge's decision to throw out the gun enhancement. And, yes, you're right, that Messerly's attorneys can appeal the sentence that he did receive, which is 2 years. One thing that's worth mentioning is that the judge actually made a mention of the fact that many people are going to be upset with his sentence, and he apologized for it. And he said that, again, almost apologetically, said that he had done the best that he could.
All right. LA Times reporter Jack Leonard. Jack, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.